Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Here's the perfect tonic for local hoops fans suffering through the Sixers' 17-game slide. Instead, how about pinning your hopes on the area college teams looking to have their name called on Selection Sunday? Let's talk March Madness with Joe Giuliano, Enquirer staff writer. Joe, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And let's talk first about the Wildcats of Villanova.
Well, Villanova is playing above expectations this season. They will go into the Big East Conference tournament beginning their play begins Thursday afternoon with a record of 28-3 and a national ranking of third, which is quite surprising to everyone who predicted them to have a good year, but certainly not a superb year as they've been having. They have about as good a chance as anybody to advance in the NCAA tournament, perhaps even to the second weekend or, dare we say, the Final Four. They are that talented. It's really a nine-man unit that comes out and plays together, plays hard, and plays defense, which really makes Coach Jay Wright happy. And that's really a key in NCAA tournament play. Before they get to the NCAA tournament, however, they still have the Big East tournament in New York City. And if they were to succeed through that, winning Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday night's championship game, they would most likely be a number one seed in the NCAA tournament.
How important is it for them to prevail in what Charles Barkley calls the Big Easy division for them to then be seeded number one in the rankings in the tournament?
Well, I think it's very important. There's a certain level of prestige being a number one seed in the NCAA tournament, but even more than that, and Jay Wright was explaining that to us the other day, that in his 13 seasons as Villanova's head coach, he has not won a Big East tournament championship. So that's really a goal of his and of the players. As far as Charles's comments are concerned, the Big East could end up in a season where only two teams, Villanova and Creighton, make the NCAA tournament. A lot of things have to go right in the Big East tournament for Xavier, Providence, St. John's, and Georgetown for them to make it. So it's going to be interesting to see how that scramble all works out and how it resolves itself on Selection Sunday.
Creighton sure has Villanova's number. Villanova was 28-3 this season, and two of those losses came to Creighton.
Very one-sided losses, I might add. They lost by 28 points at the Wells Fargo Center, and then they improved that to a 21-point thrashing in Omaha, Nebraska last month.
What about the matchup troubles Villanova?
It's an incredible matchup. The first matchup, Creighton's three-point shooters just all lined up along the arc and swished everything that they shot. They shot 21-for-35 from three-point range. So in the rematch in Omaha, Villanova decided, well, we're not going to let them kill us with three-pointers again. So they basically guarded all the guys out on the arc. And the quickness of Creighton, including their guards Chapman and Ziedman and those guys, all drove to the basket. All of Villanova's big people were pulled away from the basket, and Creighton drove at will and scored a lot of layups, an embarrassing number. I think it was 18. So what Jay Wright plans in matchup three, if it happens, is probably a combination of the two. But it's just a terrible matchup, and Creighton lost four games during the Big East season, so they are beatable. It's just that Villanova can't seem to find their number yet.
If they're lucky enough, Villanova and Temple, LaSalle, and St. Joe will have their names called Sunday. One local team is already in. It's the Blue Hens of Delaware.
That's correct. They had a wonderful season under Monte Ross, who's a former assistant at St. Joe's and at Drexel. And they won the championship the other night, beating William and Mary. They have some really good scorers, they have a chance. I mean, they have a chance to pull a first-round upset, I think. They really have guys who can score. Of course, defense plays a big role in the tournament, and if they can hold it down at the defensive end, maybe they can get one.
Pundits think the likely top bracket seeds, including Villanova, if they get that far, would be Florida, Wichita State, still undefeated, and Arizona. Can Villanova legitimately be discussed as the equals of any of them?
Well, that's a good question. I personally like Arizona. I think they have a great balance. Florida has proven that they're a very capable team. They went through the Southeastern Conference season undefeated, 18-0. And Wichita State still hasn't lost yet, for as much as people dog them for not playing in a tough conference. You can only win the games that are presented in front of you, and they've done it 34 times this year. So I think Wichita State's going to be one to watch, too. And but after that, you've got everybody in the gang. You've got Villanova, Duke, Kansas, San Diego State, Syracuse, just quite a number of teams any one of them can catch lightning in a bottle and make a significant run through the tournament. It's as evenly matched a tournament as I can recall.
Joe, here's your chance to catch lightning in a bottle. Who's going to win it all?
Well, I think I'm going to stick with Arizona. I mean, they'll probably lose now in the second game. But, you know, like I said, I think they have marvelous balance, and they play great defense. They have good guard play, which is always a key in the tournament. So I'll go with Arizona. But, you know, if I have to follow Villanova to the Final Four, I'd be very happy.
We would, too. Thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
Enquirer staff writer Joe Giuliano.